USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With lawmakers back on Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress not to delay action on additional COVID-19 relief.
Now is not the time to worry about shrinking the deficit or shrinking the Fed balance sheet.
The Treasury Secretary on CNBC, he also says he's hoping for more stimulus, but insists the economy is rebounding nicely.
The U.S. economy continues to perform extremely well, and really we see a slowdown in Europe and other parts of the world.
Tropical Storm Sally is now a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center saying Sally strengthened into a hurricane and has maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning in Louisiana, and President Trump in California being briefed on the wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Average gasoline prices have dropped just over 3 cents a gallon, with the national average at $2.17 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That's the lowest level in several weeks. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the prices could go even lower later this week.
The national average remains 39 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.57 per gallon, and likely will continue heading lower as oil prices have plunged, surrounding concerns about oil and gasoline demand.
Requirements for summer gasoline blends will come to an end on Tuesday, ushering in cheaper-to-produce winter gasoline.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Dr. Jill Biden are early voting in the Delaware presidential primary. The Bidens voting early because he plans to hold a campaign event tomorrow in Florida. The Bidens casting those ballots in person. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Food banks around the country are doing what they can to help people make it through the pandemic. Demand at food banks is up 60% this year amid the coronavirus pandemic. Andrew Zimmern is a chef and hosts a show called What's Eating America on MSNBC. He says we don't have a food issue in the United States, but...
The heartbreaking part of this is that we have enough food in America. We're just not getting it to the people who need it the most. And the entities that are doing the incredible work, from the San Antonio Food Bank to the Paisley's grocery, free grocery in Nashville, to food banks all over the country, they are simply being overwhelmed.
A young Australian personality and conservationist is showing the first pictures of her newly growing family. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child as she is expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.